Welcome to our service this morning. Glad you're here this morning. Want to apologize a little bit for if you feel like fanning, just go right ahead. It's not going to distract us. So we've tried to open some of the doors. We've got some problems with one of our air conditioner units. We tried to get that fixed, and that didn't happen before today. So thought about if I didn't even mention it, you might not know it. But I guess that's different. I'm sure you would. So we're glad you're here this morning. Good to see everyone here today. And it's good to be in the Lord's house. We're going to open our service with The Solid Rock and Learning to Lean. So if you're able to stand, please stand in with us as we join in singing this morning.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. When darkness seems to hide His face, I rest on His unchanging grace. Every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. When He shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in Him be found. In His righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand.
It is my pleasure to welcome each one. Let's greet each other as we sing Learning to Lean. Good to have you here this morning.
Learning to lean, learning to lean, I'm learning to lean on Jesus, finding more power than I'd ever dreamed.
Be seated.
Well, good morning, folks. It's good to see you today. We welcome you to our service here at Blairland. We welcome those who are watching by Facebook and also YouTube, and those who listen by way of radio. We welcome you to our service today. I'll be preaching today from the book of Ecclesiastes, Ecclesiastes chapter 8, and we'll be talking about timing today, and it is important. Know God's timing, so we'll be talking about that this morning. May we pray together. Lord, we thank You for the day, and we thank You for this time that You've given us. I pray today that we'd be open to You and to Your will. We pray that You'd draw those to Yourself today who need to come and receive You as Savior. We pray, Lord, today that we'd honor You and glorify You in all that we do in this worship time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor. Just remind the deacons, we'll have deacons meeting today at 4 o'clock, so that'll be here at the church. So remember that this afternoon. We're going to be singing two familiar hymns, Footsteps of Jesus and Surely Goodness and Mercy. So you join in with us as we sing the hymns of faith this morning.
Sweetly, Lord, have we heard Thee calling, come, follow me. And we see where Thy footprints falling lead us to Thee. Footprints of Jesus that make the pathway glow. We will follow the steps of Jesus where'er they go. Though they lead o'er the cold, dark mountain seeking His sheep, or along by Siloam's fountains helping the weak. Footprints of Jesus that make the pathway glow. We will follow the steps of Jesus where'er they go. If they lead through the temple, holy preaching the word, or in homes of the poor and lowly serving the Lord. Footprints of Jesus that make the pathway glow. We will follow the steps of Jesus where'er they go. Then at last when on high He sees us our journey done, we will rest where the steps of Jesus end at His throne. Footprints of Jesus that make the pathway glow. We will follow the steps of Jesus where'er they go. A pilgrim was I and a wandering. In the cold night of sin I did wrong. When Jesus the kind shepherd found me, and now I am on my way home. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. He restoreth my soul when I'm weary. He giveth me strength day by day. He leads me beside the still waters. He guards me each step of the way. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days, all the days of my life. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. When I walk through the dark, lonesome valley, my Savior will walk with me there, and safely His great hand will lead me to the mansions He's gone to prepare. surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days, of my life. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days, of my life.
Thank you. Great songs of faith there. We introduced this song a couple of weeks ago. The praise team really likes it, and I think from the comments we heard that a lot of people in the congregation like it. It's called The Hymn of Heaven. It's a very popular song right now, talking about, you know, one day we're going to be singing in heaven, but we can sing songs of praise about now. We don't have to wait till then. So we can sing now, knowing one day we'll be with Him for eternity. So if you're able to stand, stand with us. If you're not able to stand, you be seated, but stay with us. Stand with us if you're able to stand and join in with us. I'm sure you'll be able to catch the chorus if you don't know the verses. So The Hymn of Heaven, you join in with us.
How I long to breathe the air of heaven, where pain is gone and mercy fills the streets. To look upon the one who bled to save me and walk with Him for all eternity. There will be a day when all will bow before Him. There will be a day when death will be no more. Standing face to face with He who died and rose again. Holy, holy is the Lord. And every prayer we prayed in desperation, the songs of faith we sang through doubt and fear, the end, we'll see that it was worth it when He returns to wipe away our tears. There will be a day when all will bow before Him. There will be a day when death will be no more. Standing face to face with He who died and rose again. Holy, holy is the Lord. And on that day we join the resurrection and stand beside the heroes of the faith. With one voice, a thousand generations sing, worthy is the Lamb who was slain. And on that day we join the resurrection and stand beside the heroes of the faith. And with one voice, a thousand generations sing, worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Forever He shall reign. So let it be today, shout the hymn of heaven with angels and the saints. We raise a mighty roar, glory to our God who gave us life beyond the grave. Holy, holy is the Lord. So let it be today, we shout the hymn. We raise a mighty roar.
you. You may be seated. Holy is the Lord. Can you imagine standing with the heroes of the faith, with 1,000 generations singing, "Worthy is the Lamb"? This is King of my heart. He is so good to us. And you join in with us this morning as we sing, "King of my heart."
Let the King of my heart be the mountain where I run. The fountain I drink from, oh, He is my song. Let the King of my heart be the shadow where I hide. The ransom for my life, oh, He is my song. You are good. King of my heart, be the fire inside my veins, the echo of my days, oh, He is my song, 'cause You are down. You're never gonna let, never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, never gonna let me down.
Father, we pray that when those times come that we feel the night has got a hold of us, the darkness, God, I just pray that we would remember you're holding on to your goodness to us, the goodness of God. We thank you for that. We thank you for your love for us. We thank you for the hope and the promise of an eternity spent with you. We pray that as we've lifted up your name this morning in song, that you were honored. Pray, Lord, that everything we say and do, I pray, would be for your honor and glory. Open our hearts to receive your word today. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, worship team. Timing is very important, particularly if you have a skill set that requires timing. You need to know what that's all about. Karen does a fine job with piano, but she knows what timing is all about. She has that skill set. I'd be a disaster trying to play the piano. But we understand, you know, the importance of timing. And believe it or not, the Bible has a lot to say about timing. And timing really is everything when it comes to God's timing for your life and my life. There's a book in the Bible called Ecclesiastes that deals a lot about timing and knowing God's timing and talking about time. There's a whole chapter devoted to time in the book of Ecclesiastes that talks about that there's a time for everything. Now, when we think about the book of Ecclesiastes, this book is in line with like the book of Proverbs and Psalm, Song of Solomon, Lamentations. Those books are called wisdom literature in the Bible. So we can gain a lot of wisdom from this book. Ecclesiastes really is one of my favorite books in the Old Testament. I've gone through it many times in my own personal study. And many people will agree that Solomon, who also wrote Proverbs, is the author of the book of Ecclesiastes. So you find the same theme in Ecclesiastes, or some of the same themes as you do in the book of Proverbs. But here's the point. It is God's word. God wants us to have discernment when it comes to timing. God wants us to have wisdom when it comes to timing. He wants us to develop that skill set we need in order to make the decisions that we need to make. Now, in the New Testament, here's what it's called. It's called walking in the Spirit. It's called being controlled by the Spirit of God and letting the Spirit of God give us that wisdom and guidance and leadership that we need in life when it comes to the decisions that we need to make. Now, what Solomon had to do is this. He had to learn a hard lesson about timing. There is a theme in the book of Solomon, or the book of Ecclesiastes, or a phrase that he uses over and over again. And he talks about under the sun. Under the sun, this happened. Under the sun, this happened. Under the sun, you know, this happened. And that's an important phrase to understand the book. But what it means is that under heaven, from God's heaven that he created, the earth here, the things that go on in life every day that we deal with. So all the things that we deal with every day in life is under the sun. All these things that happen. So what Solomon is trying to do here in the book of Ecclesiastes is try to figure all this out. And he's trying to figure out how to really live life. See, when we come to viewing life from God's perspective and looking at things from God's point of view, which that's where Solomon finally gets to in the book of Ecclesiastes, he comes to that perspective in his life to not look at things, you know, just from a human perspective, but from God's perspective, particularly when it comes to timing and things in life that come our way. Look at it from God's perspective, then what happens is we gain wisdom, we gain discernment, we gain understanding, and walking in the Spirit and doing things the way God wants us to do those things. What becomes important to us are our values in life, and the values that we need to hold, they become very important to us. And so the Bible gives us those values. And so that's where Solomon gets to. He gets to seeing what is important to God and the values that God wants us to have. Those eternal values that really are important to us. That's where he comes to in this book. He also shows us the importance here of timing and using wisdom and God's direction and making decisions that we make in life. Now, here's the question. Where are you right now? Where are you with God's timing? Where are you in life? Where are you in needing God's direction and God's guidance and God's wisdom? Knowing God's timing about certain situations. You see, we all face challenges in life. The people in the Bible that we read about, they live the same life that we live. They face the same challenges that we do. Solomon faced the same challenges that we all face. And so life is just full of twists and turns, ups and downs, stops and starts. And so that's what the book of Ecclesiastes is all about. Now, when I talk about timing, what I'm talking about is being productive right now. With the life that God has given you to live, living every day for His honor, living every day for His glory, living every day, you know, guided by the Spirit of God, walking in the Spirit, guided by Him, living a life that's going to bring honor to God. And a lot of that comes in the decisions in life that we make. In Psalm 90 and verse 12, the psalmist said this, "So teach us to number our days that we may present you a heart of wisdom." In other words, teach us to number our days so that we will gain a heart of wisdom to make the decisions that we need to make. Now, another way to understand that is this. Is your heart open to God? That's what I'm asking you today. Where are you today? Do you have a heart open to God and what God is speaking to you about and what God's direction is and what those decisions you need to make are? Is your heart open to God with those things? See, here's what the culture today says. If you watch any movie or TV or you listen to, you know, the voice of culture today, here's what it's going to tell you. Just follow your heart. Folks, that's not what we need to do. We don't need to follow our heart. We don't need to follow our gut. Somebody says, just that gut feeling that you have. We need a source of truth that is beyond that. We need a source of truth that is solid, that is firm, that is found, that is beyond this earth, that is beyond this life, and that is the Word of God. And so that's where we find it. We find it in the truth of God's Word. So that's what I'm saying. We need to be open to what God's Word has to say to us. And that's what Solomon is dealing with in the book of Ecclesiastes. Now, when we think about objective truth, think about this. Now, here are truths from the Bible. The Bible teaches us that there's no ordinary days with God. Every day that God gives you to live is a special day. It is a gift from God. It's not an ordinary day. This is not an ordinary day that God has given you. And so we need to think about it in that way. When God gives us a day to live, it's filled with opportunities. It's filled with blessings. It's filled with things that maybe we may not even imagine as we begin our day. But it is a gift from God. Another truth to build your life on is this. It is God who determines our path. In Proverbs 16:9, the Bible says, "A man's heart plans his ways, but the Lord directs his steps." So we need to plan. And it's good wisdom to plan and think about things and to make plans. But again, we follow God. We follow God's direction. And we keep our heart open to Him, for Him to direct our steps. And then live a life yielded to the Lord, a yielded life. James gives, I think, one of the great illustrations of that in his book when he says this. He talks about a businessman who's going to make plans. This businessman made plans for the days to do his business. But here's what James says. He says, here's what you forgot. You forgot to say, if the Lord wills. If the Lord wills, then I'll do this. If it's God's will, then I'll carry out this business. And so that's what it means to yield a life yielded to God. Live that kind of life. That is a truth to build your life on. And then what we're talking about here is being led by the Spirit of God. This is objective truth, solid truth from the Bible when we talk about living life every day. Now, what this does, though, it gives us a clear perspective to life. It helps us with the priorities of life, the priorities of the day, and the things that we need to do. And so that's why I'm saying timing is very important, following God's timing. Now, there are two questions that I want to deal with today. Number one, if timing is important, then when should we move fast? When should we move slow? Let's talk about that. We move fast when God tells us, first of all, to do something. In the book of Mark, Mark 1:17-18, Jesus said to them, "Come and follow me, Simon and Andrew," immediately left their nets and followed him. In the Gospels, you'd be surprised how many times that word immediately is found. What that is doing is following in obedience to what God has for us to do. That's what they did. That's the example there. Simon Peter and Andrew. What they did, they followed the Lord. So here's the question I'm asking you today. Where are you? Are you doing what God has asked you to do? What is it that you're not doing that He's told you to do that you need to do? So that's important. But when God tells us to do something, we need to move on that. And we need to do that. We need to be obedient to whatever it is He tells us to do. But another thing when we need to move fast is when we're tempted. We need to run. I was amazed when I went through this, finding all those verses in the Bible where it talks about running. I'm not a runner, okay? You can look at me and tell I'm not a runner, but the Bible does talk a lot about running. And so we need to run away from, you know, some self-defeating thing that may come our way, and we're tempted with that. Something that maybe we're tempted with that doesn't honor God, that we're not going to honor God with in our life. You know, it's not a sin to be tempted, but it is a sin to be, you know, to give in to temptation. But what the Bible says is we need to run away from that. We need to get away from that as fast as we can, so we need to move fast. That's the timing we're talking about. 1 Timothy 6:11 says, run away from all evil things. 1 Corinthians 10:14 tells us to run away from the worship of idols. And so those are the things that we need to be aware of and get away from. And the best way to do that, folks, is this way. Here's what I've found. Focus on Jesus. Just focus on Him. And think about Him. And think about His love for us. And it helps us in those areas. A third time when we really need to move quick on something, and move fast, is when we've made a promise to God. Ecclesiastes 5:4 says, when you make a promise to God, keep it as quickly as possible. That verse goes on to say this, whatever you promise God, then do it. Now, we've all made promises to God. We have. All of us have made those promises to God. And so what the Bible says is this, when we make those promises, do them quickly. Let's follow through with those promises. So the question is this. What promise to God have you made that you haven't fulfilled yet? Follow that out. Do that. Whatever you promise God, follow through with that. And then the Bible teaches us that when we have an opportunity to do good, we need to do it quickly. The Bible tells us in Proverbs 3:27, do not withhold good from those who deserve it while it is in your power to act. See, that's what I'm talking about. That no day is an ordinary day. God may bring somebody in your path today that you can help. There may be something you can do today to help someone else and to do good for them. And it may come in my path to do that. So we're to do that. We're to do that quickly. But here's a fifth thing too. When God offers me salvation, then I need to move quickly on that. 2 Corinthians 6:2 says, God's ready to help you right now. Today is the day of salvation, that He's ready. Now's the accepted time. Now's the opportunity. So if you've not opened your life to Jesus Christ, if you haven't been saved, then today is that opportunity to do that. Move quickly on that. You know why? And you know why the Bible says that there are some things we need to move very fast on? Because we are not promised tomorrow. And that's what the book of Ecclesiastes is all about. And that's where Solomon came to in his conclusion. That you know, we're given this day. This is the day that we have. And we need to do what we need to do today. So if you've never been saved, today's that day. Today's that opportunity to receive Jesus Christ as your Savior. But there's another question. When do we need to have patience? When do we need to move slow? Well, the Bible gives us instruction about that. The Bible tells us in Proverbs 14:29 that it is smart to be patient. We understand from the Bible that there's a rhythm to life. And if you get into the book of Ecclesiastes, you see that rhythm. There's time to laugh, there's time to mourn, there's time to sow, there's a time to harvest, there's time to have joy, there's time to weep. And so you just see that rhythm in life. And you know and I know that there's a rhythm in life. There really is. I mean, some days we're on the mountaintop, sometimes we're in the valley. Some days are more challenging than other days. And so there is that rhythm. So the Bible says that there are times when you know, not everything in life requires a quick decision. There's some times when we really need to have patience. Number one, the Bible says when we don't have all the facts. Proverbs 19:2 says this, zeal without knowledge is not good. A person who moves too quickly may go the wrong way. Now again, I talked earlier about culture. See, culture tells you to move quickly. Follow your heart. Follow that gut feeling. Well, your heart may not be right. That feeling can deceive you. That feeling may not be coming from God. And so that's why we need to get the facts together. Proverbs 18:13 says this, to decide before knowing all the facts is folly and shame. So we need to slow down, get the facts. There's another time when it's important to move slow. When I'm angry, when I'm hurt, and you might could add to that, when I'm depressed. It's really not good to make a decision then. And so all of us, though, have been there. But see, that's what Ecclesiastes is telling us. Listen to the passage in Ecclesiastes 8, 6 and 7. Listen to it. Because for every matter, there is a time and a judgment. Though the misery of man increased greatly. In other words, what he's saying there is we can miss it. We can mess up. For he does not know what will happen, so who can tell him when it will occur? We don't know everything. God does. There's a time we need to move fast when we find guidance from the Bible. There's a time when we need to move slow, and that guidance is found in the Bible. Proverbs 14:29 says this, "Whoever is slow to anger has great understanding, but he who is quick-tempered makes foolish mistakes." There's another time, third time, when we need to move slowly. And that's when we make a major decision. The Bible says this, that God's people, he talks about the upright in Proverbs 4:26, that's God's people. The upright think before they take a step. Proverbs 4:26 says this, ponder the path of your feet. Now, ponder is a word that we don't use much, but it means to think about it. One way to think about it is track your feet. Watch the track of your feet. Then with all your ways will be established, the Bible says. Then Proverbs 22:3, sensible people see trouble coming, avoid it. But unthinking person will walk right into it and regret. Now, the Bible in the book of Ecclesiastes gives us a message. And the message is this, there's a time for everything. We need to have a clear perspective on life because there is a time for judgment that's coming ahead. As the Bible says, we're all going to give account to God. The Bible talks about that. That's what he's talking about in Ecclesiastes. So because of that, that should motivate me to have a different perspective in life, in making the decisions that I make. Do they honor God? Do they bring glory to God? Am I going to live this day to His glory? Am I going to be open to Him? Am I going to be open to the Spirit of God, to His leadership in our life? But what Solomon says in the book of Ecclesiastes is this. He says, we live in a fallen world. He says, that's why this misery of man, verse 6, that's why it increases greatly. In other words, that's why we get frustrated. That's why we deal with the uncertainties of life. That's why we deal with the mysteries of life. That's why we have all these paradoxes in life. Why? Because we don't know it all. And life can be hard and life can be tough. That's why we need God, and that's why we need His leadership in our life. And so to live life honestly and to come to where Solomon came in his conclusion of life, then we need to have God's perspective. And that comes from His Word. So what was Solomon's conclusion about living life, about timing in life? Ecclesiastes 12:13-14, his conclusion was, fear God, keep His commandments. To fear God is to respect God, it's to honor God, and it's to worship Him. That phrase, under the sun, is repeated a lot in the book of Ecclesiastes. One author said this, now I want you to get this, and then I'll close with this thought. He said this. He said, the only place to find meaning in life under the sun is the one who is beyond life, under the sun, God Himself. And that's a true statement. You see, here's an excuse we make a lot of times. And I've done it. You've probably said it yourself. When things settle down, then I'll do this or that. When things settle down, then I'll get serious about serving God, giving my life to Him and doing what He wants me to do. You know what the Bible tells us? You know what Ecclesiastes tells us and Proverbs tells us? Life will never settle down. If you're looking for that perfect time and that perfect circumstance and that perfect situation, It'll never happen. When I was a teenager, there used to be this very popular plaque. And a lot of people had that plaque, and they had it posted in different places. But here's what it said. To not make a decision is to make a decision. And that's true. Some of you have never made that decision for Jesus Christ. You've never stepped across that line. I'm asking you today, what are you waiting for? The Bible says don't boast of tomorrow because we don't know what tomorrow brings forth. But we have today. If that's a decision that you've never made, you need to make that decision today. But again, I'm asking you this. Where are you today? What do you need to move fast on? What do you need to move slow on? Open your life to God. Open your heart to Him. And let the Spirit of God guide you in making those decisions. Commit those things to Him. And I don't know what it is. And I don't know what you're facing. I don't know what that decision is. But I know this. That God will help you if you look to Him. He will. Let's stand for our prayer. Father, we thank you today for your word. We thank you for the truth of the Bible. And Lord, we do live in very chaotic times. It seems like that over these past couple of years that everything in our culture today, everything in life today has just been accelerated. Father, there's a lot of decisions that are being made today. A lot of decisions we have to make in daily life, just every day. And Lord, we need your help. We do. Help us today to open our heart to your guidance. Help us to be filled with your Spirit, to be filled with the Word of God, so we can have the discernment that we need to have, so we can make those decisions in life that honor you and bring glory to you. And Lord, help us to remember that every day is a gift from you. We need to do today what we need to do because we're not promised tomorrow. Father, for those who need to be saved today, I pray that they would step across that line today. They've been waiting. They've been thinking about it. They just haven't taken that step. I pray today. I pray that they would have that sense of urgency to make that decision today, because it is something that we need to move quickly about. Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the day of worship. And bless us now during this invitation time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come.
Thank you for being here today. And these decisions are important. If you need help in knowing how to be saved, we'd be glad to talk to you about that. If maybe you're thinking about baptism, that's important. Maybe church membership, that's important. So those decisions are very important. So we'd love to help you with those if you have any questions about that. Thank you for being here today. God bless you. Go this week in God's grace and His peace. Worship team will come to this time, and they'll dismiss us in the closing chorus.
So go through this week, think about opportunities to serve Him, and that's what we'll close with. I will serve thee.
I will serve thee because I love thee.
You're dismissed.